Welcome to Storylark Sleep Stories. Take a deep breath, snuggle in, and listen. The Recharge Protocol. Captain Nox was the best hero in the whole city. She could lift a big school bus with just her arms. She could hear a tiny whisper from far, far away. She could run faster than a bike going down a hill. And if you ever saw it happen, your mouth would drop wide open. But Captain Nox had one rule, just one. She slept every single night. Not because she had to, because she wanted to. She knew a secret that not many people knew. The more she slept, the stronger she got. Sleep was not a break from being a hero. Sleep was part of being a hero. She called it the Recharge Protocol. It was her most important job of the whole day. And tonight, after a long evening of helping people and keeping the city safe, it was time to begin. The city lights glowed soft and gold outside her window. A gentle rain was starting to fall. Captain Nox walked up the steps to her front door. Her boots made a heavy, solid sound with each step. She was home. She was safe. Captain Nox opened her door. Inside, it was warm and quiet. She stepped in and closed the door behind her with a soft click. Outside, the rain kept falling. Pitter, patter, pitter, patter. It was the kind of rain that made everything feel still and cozy. She stood for a moment in the doorway. She breathed in slowly. She breathed out slowly. The mission was over. She was done being a hero for tonight. Tomorrow, she would be a hero again. But right now, she was just Nox. Just a person who was a little bit tired and very, very ready to rest. She looked at the hook on the wall by the door. It was a small, round hook made of dark wood. She had put it there herself on the very first day she moved in. It had one job. It held her cape when she was home. She lifted her hands to her shoulders. She felt the soft weight of the cape. She unclipped it slowly. One side, then the other. Then she lifted it off and walked to the hook on the wall. It was time for step one. Step one of the Recharge Protocol. Hang up the cape. Captain Nox held her cape in both hands for just a moment. It was dark blue, almost the color of the night sky. It was soft and a little heavy. She had worn it all day. It had flown behind her when she ran fast. It had swirled around her when she helped people. She gave it one small pat. Good cape. Then she hung it on the hook. It made a sound as it settled. A soft sound, like a little sigh. Like even the cape was glad to rest. She stood back and looked at it. There it hung, still, quiet, done for the night. Then she looked down at her boots. They were big boots, dark and strong, with thick soles that had carried her all over the city. She sat down on the little bench by the door. She pulled off one boot. Thud! It landed on the mat. She pulled off the other boot. Thud. Side by side, they sat on the mat. Heavy and solid and done. She wiggled her toes. Oh, that felt good. The cape was hung. The boots were off. The mission was truly completely over. Captain Knox padded across the floor in her sock feet. The floor was smooth and cool. She walked to the bathroom and turned on the tap. The water came out warm. She held her hands under it and let the warmth run over her fingers. She watched the water swirl down the drain. This was step 2 of the recharge protocol. Wash your hands. Wash the day away. She rubbed her hands together slowly. The soap smelled like something soft, something calm, like clean sheets or rain on grass. She rinsed her hands. The warm water felt so good. She dried her hands on her soft towel. She looked in the mirror. She saw a face that had worked very hard today. She saw eyes that were getting a little heavy. She saw someone who had helped a lot of people and was now ready to let the night do its job. She smiled at herself, just a small, quiet smile. She turned off the tap. The bathroom went still. Just the soft drip of one last drop of water. Drip. Then quiet. She clicked off the light. She walked out into the soft dark of her apartment. And she felt the quiet wrapping around her. Captain Knox walked to her bedroom. The room was dark, but in a good way. A soft way. The curtains were thick and cozy, and through them she could hear the rain outside. Pitter, patter. The sound was steady and slow. She changed into her soft pajamas. They were blue, like her cape, but much, much softer. No buttons, no buckles, just soft, cozy, easy cloth. She pulled them on slowly, one leg, then the other. She stretched her arms up high above her head for just a moment. Her back gave a small, satisfied crack. Oh, that felt very good. She lowered her arms slowly. She turned to look at her bed. Her bed was the best thing in the whole apartment. It had a big soft pillow and a blanket that was just the right weight. Not too heavy, not too light, just right. The blanket was the color of the sky just before morning, a soft, deep blue. She had picked it out herself. She walked to the bed. She put one knee on the mattress, then the other. She sat on the edge of it. She could feel it hold her, steady and soft. She breathed in again, slowly. And then she began step 3. Step 3 was the shoulder roll. Captain Knox sat on the edge of her bed. She rolled her right shoulder back, slowly, all the way around. Then she rolled the left one back, slowly. There was a small pop in the left one. Pop. She smiled. She always liked that pop. It meant her shoulder was letting go. Letting go of all the carrying and lifting and helping from the day. She rolled them both again, slower this time. She felt the tightness start to melt. Then she rolled her neck, left, then right, then forward, chin toward her chest, then back, face toward the ceiling. Each way she held it just a little. She could feel her whole body beginning to understand that the work was done. There was no hurry now. No one needed her to run. No one needed her to lift anything. The city was out there, but it could manage on its own for a little while. Other people were watching over it tonight. Knox had helped. Now it was her turn to let someone else take over, even if that someone was just the quiet night itself. She rolled her shoulders one last time. Then she lifted her legs up onto the bed. She stretched them out long. She was lying down now. That was step three. Captain Knox lay on her back. She stretched her legs out long. She let her feet fall open, one pointing left, one pointing right. She let her arms fall open at her sides, palms facing up toward the ceiling. She stayed still for a moment, just feeling the bed hold her. The mattress was soft. The blanket was warm on top of her. She turned her head just a tiny bit to the side and looked at the pillow. Then she remembered. Step four was the pillow flip. Captain Knox had loved cold pillows ever since she was very small. Even when she was little, before she was a hero, before she could lift anything heavier than her backpack, she always flipped her pillow to the cold side. She reached up. She flipped the pillow. She laid her head back down. Oh, the coolness met her cheek like a little hello from the night. Cool and soft and perfect. She closed her eyes. Not all the way yet. Just a little. She could see the room in a soft blur. The curtains, the soft light under the door. The shape of the room she knew so well. Everything was in its place. Everything was still. She pulled the blanket up under her chin with both hands and held it there, soft and snug. Step five was the listen. Captain Knox closed her eyes a little more. She let her ears open up the way only she could do. She could hear everything if she wanted to. That was her gift. But tonight, she used it slowly, gently. The way you might turn a radio down, little by little, until all you hear is a soft, low hum. From far away, she heard a bus. It was six blocks away, rolling through the wet street. Then she heard a dog, two blocks over. It was settling into sleep, just like her. Its breathing was slow and heavy. Good dog. Then she heard the rain. It was falling on the roof above her and on the window beside her. It was not loud rain. It was soft rain. The kind that sounded like someone turning the whole world down, track by track, quieter and quieter. She smiled. She loved that sound. She let it fill up her ears. The bus faded. The dog faded. There was just the rain now, and her own breathing, and the small creak of the building around her, settling into the night. Her hearing began to narrow. Six blocks, four blocks, two blocks, one block. Just this building, just this room, just the rain on the window, soft and steady, and close. Step six was the breath. Captain Knox breathed in. She counted to three inside her head. 1, 2, 3. She breathed out. She counted to 4. 1, 2, 3, 4. In again, slow. Out again, slower. She felt her chest rise and fall, rise and fall. Each breath was a little slower than the one before. Each breath was a little deeper. She felt her whole body begin to get heavy. Her arms were heavy, good heavy, warm heavy. Her legs were heavy too, sinking into the soft mattress. Her fingers uncurled, one by one, and lay flat and open. She did not have to hold on to anything. There was nothing to hold. Everything was safe. Everything was still. Her shoulders dropped a little. She had not even known they were still up, a little, just a little bit tight. But now they dropped, soft and slow, like something being set down very gently after being carried for a long time. In, out, in, out. The rain kept falling. The room was quiet. Her breathing and the rain fell into the same slow rhythm, almost together, almost the same sound. She was not trying to sleep. She was just breathing, and sleep was coming to find her, soft-footed and kind, the way it always did when she let it. Now something special happened. This was the part of the recharge protocol that Captain Knox loved most. She could feel her strength begin to settle. Not go away, never go away, just settle. Like warm water finding its place in a still pool. She felt it move through her arms, slow and warm and full. She felt it move through her shoulders, heavy and good. She felt it move into her hands, her fingers, all the way to the tips. Her power was not gone. It was resting, storing itself up, getting ready for tomorrow. It was patient. It was very, very still. It was warm. She thought about it sometimes when she was drifting. She thought about how a phone needs to be plugged in to be full of power the next day. She was like that, but better. She was plugging into the night itself, into the dark and the rain and the quiet. The longer she rested, the more she would have tomorrow. The deeper she slept, the stronger she would be when the sun came up and someone, somewhere, needed her. She did not have to do anything. She just had to rest. That was the whole job. The whole, good, important job. She was doing it right now. She was doing it perfectly. The city was still out there. Captain Knox could hear it, very faintly if she tried. But she did not try. The city had other helpers tonight. She knew this. There were people keeping watch, keeping things safe, making sure the streetlights stayed on and the road stayed clear and the little animals under the park benches stayed dry. She had done her part. She had done it well. Now her part was this: to be still, to be warm, to let her body and her mind get full of rest, the way a cup gets full of warm tea. She thought for just a moment of all the good things she had done that day. She held them like small warm lights in her mind. Then she let them go, one by one, like letting go of soft balloons. Up they floated, away, and she felt lighter with each one. Not because they did not matter. They mattered very much. But they were done now, and done things did not need to be held. She let out a long, slow breath. Her eyes stopped trying to do anything at all. They were just closed now. Just closed and still. The rain fell. The room was warm. She was safe. She was home. Sleep was very close now. And then Captain Knox slept. Her breathing slowed all the way down. In, out, in, out. Each breath was long and deep and easy. The rain fell on the window, soft and steady. Pitter, patter, pitter, patter. The room was very still. The cape hung on its hook by the door. The boots sat side by side on the mat. Everything was in its place. Everything was quiet and good. And deep inside her rest, something warm and strong was growing, getting bigger, getting fuller, like a light that is slowly, slowly turning all the way up. By morning, she would be ready. By morning, she would wake up and put on her boots and swing her cape around her shoulders, and she would be the most powerful hero in the whole city. But that was morning. Right now, there was only the dark and the rain and the soft, slow sound of one hero breathing. In, out, in, out. The city rested. The dog two blocks over was asleep. The rain turned the whole world soft, and Captain Knox, the strongest person anyone had ever seen, lay warm and still and perfectly, completely at peace, because the bravest thing a hero can do is rest, and she was very, very brave. Good night, Captain Knox.
And now it's time to rest. Close your eyes and drift off to sleep. Good night. Visit Storylark.app or download Storylark on the Apple App Store or Google Play for more stories.